Okay, Mike Riley, newly signed outside linebacker with the Arizona Cardinals. Welcome to 60 Minute Overtime.
Mike Riley's thoughts on former teammate Johnny Manziel and his motivation behind his second lease on life in the NFL with the Arizona Cardinals after being cut by the Cleveland Browns at the last minute.
Let's talk about a little bit about your motivation, because you had signed with the Browns and then were released by the Browns right when they cut down to the 53-man roster. But now you have a sort of a new lease, and you've been signed with the Cardinals. So could you talk about a little bit about being let go and then being signed and what you had to do in between there?
I made it all the way to the last cuts with the Browns, and you know, I was kind of heading to the outside linebacker there. You know, I was really hoping to get a practice squad spot, but obviously it didn't work out like that.
So, yeah.
I knew during camp that I had the ability to play in the NFL. You know, I was making plays, I was doing things very well, especially at a new position. You know, I played defense in my entire college career, and to make the move to outside linebacker was really not even sure how to play this position.
Right. Right.
I'm excited to have a new, opportunity in Arizona. I think it's a great place for me. You know, when I went out there for my workout, I enjoyed the coaching staff, I enjoyed the facility, playing group. I like the whole atmosphere out there. So, the whole time I was playing this year, I'm training, doing everything I could to make myself not a better football player, but a better outside linebacker. So, for me, that meant finding what my weaknesses were.
Mm-hmm.
Working on the edge, and then just physical things like getting more flexible and a little bit more speed. So those were my focuses throughout my training the whole time. So I'm looking to come and get those kids, ready to go. They didn't earn my spot on the team because I know I can, and I just have to go perform eventually.
And, you know, you came from the Cleveland Browns, and you don't have to comment on this if you don't want to, but were you familiar with Johnny Manziel and seeing where he is at this point in time, what are your opinions about that?
I didn't really have much interaction with Johnny. He's obviously a quarterback, obviously a guy.
Yeah.
His locker wasn't really near my locker, so I didn't really talk to him that much, but, he's a quiet guy. You know, he kept to himself a lot, but, clearly if he's having issues more than, just not being able to make a read on a throw or, not being able to read a defense properly,
Yeah. Mike Riley's thoughts on CTE. Every play you make, you're involved in contact. Are you by any chance worried about CTE? I mean, it has been confirmed at every position except kicker.
For me, luckily, I've never had a concussion in my whole career. You know, it's like, that's great. And you know, obviously, I've just seen the problem from other guys.
Mike Riley's thoughts on Super Bowl 50.
I gotta ask, did you watch the Super Bowl this year?
Yes.
Exciting or boring?
I thought it was pretty exciting. You know,
I thought
really
so. You know, I had a feeling you were going to say that. I like offense better, so it was kind of boring for me. But,
you have to appreciate the defense. You know, I thought what the Broncos did defensively was tremendous. So, I really appreciated watching it.
Reading, afterwards what people thought, a lot of people thought it was boring. Now, I got to ask you this. Do you feel that the NFL is slanting towards benefiting the offense, the high-scoring games, or no?
Doing that at all. I'm not really sure. Sure, the rule changes and everything, but
Outside linebacker Mike Riley's take on the NFL's stringent tackling regulation.
Yeah, I think in certain situations it's definitely a little bit different. You know, obviously you can't hit up high anymore. Sometimes you can't get down low. You know, on quarterback, you have to, like you said, hit them right in the middle. But, I think especially at the highest level, if, we're professionalized, it really shouldn't be a problem to move your body in a certain way.
Right.
I really don't think about it that way. The way they teach us to tackle now is really fundamentally sound and really the correct way to do it. So I kind of like the way that football coaches, especially the lower levels, through college, through high school, and even at the QBs and the smaller age groups, they're really implementing proper tackling technique, all those types of things. So I think that's a great thing for sport. It's definitely going to have an effect eventually. Luckily, I had really great coaches growing up, all the way from TV all the way to high school to college, and I was taught really good passing technique, so I never really had a problem with it.
Riley, on the way, Super Bowl losing quarterback Cam Newton handled his post-game press conference.
We, I'm sure you saw, had seen Cam Newton walking out of that press conference at the end of the Super Bowl. What are your thoughts on leadership? And he's a big role model. There's a lot of kids that look up to him on and off the field. What was your reaction to that? What were your thoughts on that?
No, I definitely don't think he's a great role model. I love the way he's always handing the ball off the kids. All the kids I know love him. All the kids at the place I train, a lot of them are all Cam Newton fans. They love him.
Right.
I don't really have a problem with him walking out of the press conference. The thing I like is he's honest. He's going to tell you how he feels. I think as professional athletes, sometimes we kind of just always say what we're supposed to say and say what the people want us to say. And I think it's refreshing to see a guy just be honest and do what he wants to do. I think at the end of the day, it's a sport, but it's also entertainment. And he's entertaining. People want to watch him. People want to know what he's saying. People want to watch his press conferences, and if he wasn't feeling it and he walked out, that's what he wanted to do. I really don't have a problem with it. I really enjoy when guys put their personality into things, and if he was upset and he let you know, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, do you feel, and I'm going to disagree just a little bit, but do you feel that he's a different person, him specifically, is a different person when he's winning versus when he's losing?
We're all a little bit different when we're winning and when we're losing. It's very easy to be excited and happy when you're winning, and you get a little down on yourself if you're losing. But we're all guilty of that to some degree. I can't really speak on if he's a different person or not. Really,
right.
I think only he knows that.
Right.
And and maybe his teammates and his coaches. So I think that's for them to decide. But I think he plays hard and he plays with passion, and I definitely appreciate that.
Riley's take on daily fantasy sporting games as they apply to the NFL.
I'm interested to hear your take on it. Has things like DraftKings and FanDuel, which are now, I think, still outlawed in New York, have they been a positive, a welcome change, or a negative change to the game of football, in your opinion?
I want to say they're positive. I don't think it's really that big of a deal, but I think it's positive. Anytime you can bring something else to people that will make fans more excited about the game and bring more people to watch football and watch the sport and everything. I think, that can only help. It only brings more eyes to the sport, more entertainment. People will watch more games and buy more merchandise and all things like that on the business end. So I think it's a good thing. It's sort of like in a political way. I really don't like when, the government comes in and tells people what they can and can't do. So
right.
I really think it definitely should be outlawed anywhere.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that. I think that getting people to actually sit down and watch the games and really pay attention to the games and learn the statistics, and I think it's great, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's only positive, really. I don't really see downside to it.
Yeah, I mean, it's educating the people who are watching the game. I think it's very positive. I agree with you.
Newly signed Arizona Cardinals outside linebacker Michael Riley on the possibility that some quarterbacks may be receiving special treatment in the NFL.
Do you feel, watching NFL games, playing in some scrimmages, some NFL games, do you feel that some quarterbacks, who may remain nameless, do you feel that they get, quote-unquote, more calls than other quarterbacks?
I know, if you watch, you know, by the time you watch the whole season of NFL games, you definitely see there's more calls for some quarterbacks than other quarterbacks. But I think that's just the nature of the game, you know, just the way it is. You know, some guys maybe that might get protected a little bit more than other guys, but that's just the nature of the game. You can't really do anything about it. You know, you just have to play your game and you know, let the rest rest, let the coaches coach, and just, you know, worry about what you can do.
You know, that's a great segue into my next question. They throw the penalty flag, and, you know, you're curious to see what it is one thing. But when you're going over there trying to bargain with these referees and trying to intimidate these referees, should that be an automatic penalty, in your opinion?
I'm not sure it should be an automatic penalty, like, in all, but I mean, you definitely should try to intimidate referees. I don't think that's a good way to get any calls your way. You know, even if you're trying to be fair as a referee, that definitely do get. Can't help but try to throw another flag on that guy and try to intimidate you. So I don't think that would be in anybody's best interest. But I think, yeah, I mean, if you're getting after a referee for a while, it definitely there's some warning signs out for, you know, that they're trying to do their job and trying to do the best they can, you know. Just like how players make mistakes, referees make mistakes, so it's part of the game, and you know, you just have to play with it.
Yeah.
Nothing you really do about it.
Yeah.
His thoughts on the NFL's international series.
And, you know, the NFL is really trying to branch out internationally. They've pretty much established themselves in London, and now they're trying to get to, or they will be getting to next year, Mexico City in Mexico. In your opinion, you know, with the time change and everything and the travel schedules and expected to be back and back on a normal schedule almost immediately, do you think the international series is a good thing or is it a bad thing for the NFL and the players involved?
Outside of the box way to increase participation in and around the Pro Bowl.
I feel, in my own opinion, that the Pro Bowl has lost somewhat of its importance, I would say, because, you know, I'm looking at it this year. There's 7 Patriots that automatically came down with injuries that couldn't play with it. And then you see Rob Gronkowski on all the shows leading up to the Super Bowl. Darrelle Revis automatically gets, like, I think he said, an elbow injury. So do you think, or do you have any suggestions, or do you think it's fine, but or to amend the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, honestly, I didn't watch the Pro Bowl this year.
Nobody did.
So I guess that kind of gives you a little bit of what I thought about it. But
yeah.
I think as soon as maybe they make it less of a competition and more of a celebration of the players,
mm-hmm.
That might be a welcoming change. You know, maybe some sort of skills event where competitive but also fun, and you show off guys' abilities and you know, the different positions might have different the challenges they can do, or even it could be things with fat personality. You know, in NFL, there's tons of guys with great personalities that people want to talk to. So I think it should be less of just a normal game and do something different with the cool players and all the fan favorites, the fan voting. You know. To dive into a little bit more of these guys' personalities, see who they are as people, and maybe not even make an athletic sense to be any type of that. But then, you know, as you saw a spelling bee with your 10 favorite offensive line, I think that was kind of funny, you know. Yep. It could be something other than football, too, or football as well. But I think if it's more of a celebration, I think people would be a lot more excited about it.
I think so, too. And then I saw in one of the interviews that Gronkowski cited the fact that to play in the AFC Championship game and to get banged up. He said he didn't leave his house until that Wednesday or that Tuesday following the game. And he cited, you know, physical limitations for that. So I think that's a great solution. I would definitely tune into that.
Yeah, absolutely, because guys clearly don't want to play very hard in it because, you know, the game that doesn't really mean much other than, you know, if one team then they have a little bit more of a pay bump. But
right.
You know, other than that, it's really there's no outcome other than getting injured that can really, you know, do anything else. So, you know, guys don't want to play 100%. You know, that's just the way it is. And
I like that spelling idea. Spelling bee idea. That's cool.
Michael Riley, brand new Arizona Cardinals outside linebacker, is my second guest on 30 Second Blitz.
So what is your favorite stadium food, Mike?
Hot pretzels.
Hot pretzels. Lots of salt or not a lot of salt?
Medium salt.
Okay. Okay. If not playing football, then what?
Training every day.
For MMA, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. What is your can't-miss TV show?
Fargo.
Ooh, I like Fargo. Okay, so Fargo or American Horror Story? They're both on FX.
Fargo, definitely.
Okay, Kanye or Taylor?
Taylor.
Really? Okay. And your best inspirational quote?
Everything is possible for one who believes.
Ooh, that's a very good one. Okay, Mike, hey, listen, thank you for coming on. I definitely appreciate it. I would love to have you back on. You were great. And good luck out there in Arizona. I'll be rooting for you for sure.
All right. Thank you so much. You know, come on. Anytime you let me, definitely great talking to you. And I appreciate you having me.